Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to go to the Lord in prayer that I've got some things I want to discuss with you today. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for the God that you are, for the Father, for our Creator, the Sustainer of life, and our Savior. Thank you, Father, for the great I am that you are. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you've given us. We live in a land just full of natural resources that we can glean from the land and provide comfort and food. Protect us, Father. Protect us. Hold back the evil one from our lives. Help us to concentrate on you and not on ourselves. Help us to be the instrument of your love to others. I pray that you protect our president. Place your hedge of protection around President Donald Trump and his. Allow him to see who the enemies are that are close to him, Father. I give him great friends that will surround him with prayer and godly counsel. Grant us wisdom and discernment, Father, that we can sift through the lies and find your truth, that we will know the difference between right and wrong, and that we will choose righteousness. Bless us, Father, that we may be blessings to others through you. Bless my listeners and my advertisers and my sponsors. I lift them up to you, Lord. I pray that you will keep them safe. Show them the way. Keep them protected. Grant them wisdom as well. For such a time as this, Lord, I ask that you will use CSE Talk Radio. Allow us, Father, to help bring America home. Lord, I was watching, I was reading this morning, and I saw this meme. It says, one thing this pandemic has taught us is that if America's ever attacked by actual invaders, Democrats will side with the enemy. We've seen that. I don't know if anybody else is looking, but we've seen that. But let's give credit to more than just the Democrats. We have some powerful rhino Republicans in this same camp. For years, this band of thieves in D.C. have been concocting one piece of legislation after another to restrict and mandate Americans. The bureaucratic departments help them. They do the radical groups with, so do the radical groups of these crazy agendas. Their rant should be, what do we want? Their land. How do we get it? Any way we can. We've talked about Agenda 21, and now every maneuver that it has is taking control of your land. That's what it's all about, is the land. Now we're dealing with the Green New Deal. Like Agenda 21, its premise is based on lies. Climate change. Save the planet. What it really should say is, we're going to take the land and control it all. They're greedy. They're greedy. That's what it is. In comes their new sung hero, a gal with no common sense, but lots of ambition and a very loud and boisterous voice. Very sure of herself, as a matter of fact. AOC leading this nation forward to full-blown socialism. Yeah, and her crazy Uncle Bernie. Socialism, where the government owns all the land and all industries and distributes each as they deem fit. To whom and how much and for what for? Don't buy their words of equal or equality. Or maybe it'll just sit there. Maybe that land will just sit there. They decide they don't want to do anything with it. It'll just sit there. We, the citizens, will be the peasants again, just like we were under the king. Not sovereign citizens, holding any truths, forgetting all evidence of equality. That's truly what these protests are about, you know, tearing down a nation and its people, regardless of color. But the beaten down and now useful idiots become serfs and slaves to their government. That's what AOC and her Uncle Bernie and the Democrat Socialist Globalist cousins are all offering you, dictating to you. The world isn't going to end in 10 years, 9 years, or 8 years, or whatever the count is today. But freedom will end. Independence will end. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness will be things of the past. They might even just burn that piece of paper as well. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it, no, not even for the general good of the whole community. That was Sir William Blackstone. But we have allowed this to happen. It also, Thomas Jefferson said, and I think of all the land banks and everything that we have today, whenever there is any country, uncultivated land and unemployed poor, it is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural right. As I discussed today's show with Rudy this morning, I asked, when will Americans realize the emperor has no clothes? When are we going to understand what's being done? They lie to us, they rob us, then give us the stimulus check, and we think we've been blessed. They hold up production, sell us out to China, and we oogle over the cheap plastic stuff. But then, push comes to shove. We're starving, we're freezing, we're burning in the heat, or dying of a virus and the meds are in China. Who will you blame? Nope, it's not China, but D.C. and all the bureaucracies. I pray it will not be too late, and we can save America's industries and bring America home. Our guest today, he's really not a guest. He's been with us a lot, and he's a dear friend and a patriot. Fighting in the trenches for rule America and all America, Power of the Future's founder, Daniel Turner. Daniel, just a couple of your articles on Power of the Future this morning prompted this monologue. The deceitful senator of New Mexico and the story of Pebble Mine in Alaska. I don't know what's got you fired up this morning, but I'm getting quite weary of being lied to. I don't know about you, but how are you doing today, Daniel?
Beth Ann, you know, every day you're alive is, I guess, you got to make the best of it. So,
absolutely.
So thanks for having me on. Always great to be with you.
Well, we love having you. And you know, I went through your articles on your website today. By the way, visit powerofthefuture.com. That's powerofthefuture.com. And you can read these articles, too. The first one was almost comical, except I'm getting tired of being lied to. And that's the senator from New Mexico. If you could kind of share that story. Well, we're going to run into a break here real quick. He got caught. this senator got caught in a lie, and he got all smarty pants with Power of the Future. He says, "Oh yeah, well, prove it. You know, show your evidence." And I'm going to let let Daniel explain to you just exactly how that went down, because I really found it quite comical. But again, I'm just tired of being lied to. I do hear the music. We're headed into a break. The other article I wanted to discuss is happening in Alaska, and what really angered me is the 15 years that it has taken to get to this point. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Today's guest is Daniel Turner with Power of the Future. He's a sponsor of the show, and he's a fighter for Rule America and Power of the Future here in the United States of America. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Our guest today is Daniel Turner. He's more of a co-host than a guest. We just love having him on. And Power of the Future is fighting for America's energy and common sense and rural American jobs, because that's where it's all, that's where the action is, you know. It's all out in rural America. And he had this article on his website, Suddenly Silent. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll let you finish it off. Suddenly Silent. I thought it was hysterical.
Well, this is all credit to Larry Behrens, who's the state director there in New Mexico for Power of the Future. And Larry's a fifth or sixth generation from New Mexico. It's his heart through and through. And the legislator who crafted their version of the Green New Deal, their state's pledge to go green and get rid of oil and gas and coal and all the fossil fuels, et cetera, et cetera. Their legislator, their legislator has withheld emails that are public records. I don't know if your listeners know this, but any legislation, the correspondence that crafted that legislation is considered public property because you elected them. It's your taxpayers that went into it, and they're called sometimes FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. I think in Florida that's called the Sunshine Law. In New Mexico it's called an IPRA. But you are entitled to say to your elected officials, hey, State Senator X, I want to see all of your emails between you and the Sierra Club about this law, because if you guys are crafting little things on the side, I think the people have a right to know. We've asked the state legislator of New Mexico to turn over all of these emails, and he refuses to do so. So he was blasting Power the Future, you're an evil organization, and you won't say who funds you. And our state director said, well, you won't say anything about the crafting of this legislation. And he said, oh, I want proof of that. And Larry said, okay, fine, here's the proof, which was an email his team sent saying this is privileged and confidential, and we're not going to share it with you. So it's a very handy law. People need to know this, and they have every single right as citizens to contact their governor and their state-level officials, sometimes even to the city council level, and say, hey, this group has decided we're going to pass this law, and you talk to that group. I want to know what you two are talking about, because that is taxpayer-funded correspondence, and the taxpayers have a right to know. The only group that is immune from this is, of course, Congress, because they granted themselves immunity. So Congress is not open to Freedom of Information Act. They can do whatever they want in secret, and they do. And that's why they do not want any law that demands they do things on the up and up. But that's because Congress is pretty much a bad place.
The emperor has no clothes, and we're all too foolish to see it. You know, thank you for bringing that to us. And I thought it was pretty funny because all of a sudden he's silent. Oh, yeah, I guess they do have proof. But,
and wouldn't you just love to know what they talked about? You mean it's 346, I think, emails back and forth crafting this legislation? Somewhere someone emailed and said, well, I'll tell you what, Beth Ann, if you give Rudy this, then I will do this. And all those emails suddenly, oh, we can't let the public see this. So usually there's something there that isn't on the up and up, and I just think it's funny he won't share what that information is. But we'll pay for it. The taxpayers will pay for it for sure.
Absolutely.
They just won't know about it.
Well, I didn't know that that they were public property. And I guess AOC would call that public goods, right? Isn't that her term, public goods? Not according to her emails, I guess. Not referring to that. It wouldn't be.
No, so, that's private.
That's private. And, it's bothersome to me that there are so many secrets between these lobbying groups, such as the Sierra Club and many others, and the officials that are supposed to be working for the people. But secrets
exactly.
There are, and we're the ones that end up paying for it, as you said. We end up paying for it. And
exactly.
I mentioned in the in my monologue about Agenda 21, and I know I sent that book to you, I think, back when we first got acquainted.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can read that, and you can read the Green New Deal, and you can see they're pretty much the same. They're after the same things.
Yes.
This article about Alaska and the pebble mine, it caught my eye for a couple of reasons. First of all, the fact that it took 15 years, 15 years for this to even happen. It says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released its final environmental impact statement on the proposed pebble mine today, completing a 15-year process, 15 years to finally say, oh, yeah, it's not going to hurt the fish. Now, that's Beth putting it all very simple, but it's not going to hurt the fish. But I wanted you to kind of explain this, and then as I read this, there's some terms in here that are out of Agenda 21, and I circled it somewhere, yeah. Transportation corridor. That's language right out of Agenda 21. And I wanted you to kind of explain this Alaska, the Pebble Mine.
Yeah, Pebble Mine, it's the largest copper deposit ever discovered in the world. And it is in the good old USA, right? It is in western Alaska in a place called Iliamna. You can find it on the map. It is extremely remote. Here's the inconvenient thing about oil and gas and coal deposits, and in this case copper, is that God himself has decided where they are. right? I wish the copper deposit was in a more convenient location. I'm sure the owners of Pebble Mine do as well. But the weird thing about copper is you normally find it very closely linked to volcanic activity. And those who know the geography know that Alaska is part of the Ring of Fire. It has multiple volcanoes. It has a lot of seismic activity. And that's where you find copper. It's kind of why you don't necessarily find copper in, oh, I don't know, Queens, New York, where I am from, right? And you also don't find oil and gas and coal. But it's a huge copper deposit. Copper is extremely important for all industries, technology, manufacturing, electric vehicles, etc. Copper is in great demand, and it is valuable. And it is bizarre that it took the entire Obama administration, even when it was discovered, the Bush administration kind of hemmed and hawed and dragged their feet. But 8 years of the Obama administration where they just delayed and delayed and delayed, and the people of Alaska, who are going to benefit the most, have been fighting this nonstop to say, we want the mine open because it's jobs, it's prosperity, it's tax revenue, and this is an element, this is a metal that the world is in great demand of. Wouldn't it be great to get it in Alaska and not in, I believe Chile has the most copper right now, but also China or other countries. So it's a great win for Alaska and for America that the mine finally got permission to begin.
And it's going to employ, while they're building, while they're in that stage, 2,000 people. And then when it's in full-fledged working mode operation, it's going to employ 1,000 on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. You know, that's huge for a community.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I've been to this location before. You have to take a charter plane because there aren't a lot of direct flights, right? It's not a big city. You have to take a charter plane from Anchorage to the air base in Iliamna. That's about an hour and a half flight, hour and a half. And then from there, you have to take a helicopter about another half hour into the tundra. Not a tree in sight. It's just kind of rolling hills. When we were getting ready to land, the pilot said, I need to circle once or twice to make sure there are no bears nearby. Beth Ann, I was petrified to get off that helicopter because it wasn't a joke. It was like, we need to make sure there are no bears because if they see us, they'll come and attack.
I probably won't travel with you to that part.
I was petrified as a city kid. You tell me there's a bear here that wants to eat me? So I didn't do it, but I did eventually work up some nerve because I could see in every direction. And I knew if they were coming, I had time to run. Remember, someone told me you don't have to be faster than the bear. You just have to be faster than the person next to you.
That's when you take up running. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have got off that plane. I have this fear of bears, particularly polar bears. But I have this fear of bears. I have since I was a little bitty girl, and it hasn't gone away. Anyway. I hear music. We're headed into another break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this because there's some other things behind this that I think that the American people ought to know, my listeners ought to know. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. It is our future, and we need to protect it and stop letting these people with agendas steal our future. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So the ophthalmologist for my eye exam, I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner, Power the Future. Visit his website. Go to powerthefuture.com. Donate to powerthefuture.com. He is donating his life to the causes of our future here in the United States. You know, Daniel, this mine is about copper and gold and molybdenum. Now, I really didn't have anything else to say other than I wanted to prove that I could say that word. I've been practicing all morning. Not true.
And,
but these are rare
earths. You know exactly what that's used for, right? You know what molybdenum is used for, don't you?
Well, we looked it up. I had to look it up. Rare earth minerals, you know. We've talked about that before with you and how so much of that is coming out of China. And What a find this will be for us. Am I correct in that?
Absolutely. I mean, this is part of that study that we released on the monopoly that China has of the rare earths. And as I mentioned when you were nice enough to have me on to talk about it, I mentioned China doesn't have the monopoly because it's only found in China. They have the monopoly because we have refused to allow Americans to mine for these minerals here in America. We have between Alaska and then follow the ring of fire geographically, the Pacific Northwest, California has a tremendous
amount of minerals and rare earths and metals. But they've closed it down. They've made it illegal to mine for it. And so if you are building your smartphone or your LED light or your lithium-ion battery and you need molybdenum, you've got to find it somewhere. And that's the problem. Exactly. China has the monopoly because we gave it to them, like we did with medical supplies, like we did with automotive jobs, like we did with manufacturing, like we're doing with agriculture and pork production. We are giving China this power over us because it's quicker, it's easier, it's cheaper. They employ children who they pay a dollar a day, and the corporate globalists who run the world don't really care. Sorry about the slave girl and your coal mine, but, you know, if you're Tom Steyer, you've made $1 billion off of coal in China. The fact that it's run by 9-year-old girls who aren't earning any wages doesn't keep him up at night. But he'll be damned if you mine for coal in America, because coal is bad.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. We've given China this power over us.
This mine had to deal with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It had to deal with the NEPA, a Magna Carta of environmental law, National Resources Defense Council. I mean, it goes on and on and on, the people that they had to fight over this. All those that came to defend the land and keep it from being productive. Correct?
Exactly. Yep. Just all these groups that jump on board. No, absolutely. All these groups that jump on board, all of these groups that want to file lawsuit, all of these groups who find activist judges who they bring some remote statute, some obscure law like NEPA, the National Environmental Protection Act, which is 50-plus years old, that shut it down. Oh, this group, Sierra Club, raised an objection. Shut it down again. We get through that injunction. Oh, this group raised an objection. We shut it down again. Do you know that one of the objections to opening Pebble Mine was that the mine runoff would spill into the oceans and it would hurt the ocean fishing industry? The ocean is about 250, 300 miles away from the mine. I believe, if my geography is okay, that's about as far as Kansas City is from St. Louis. Could you imagine spilling water in St. Louis and the people of Kansas City saying, whoa, 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 this could affect us? It's 300 miles away, but we had to fight that.
Do you remember when the EPA messed up? I think it was in Colorado. I can't remember the name of the stream or the river. And it ran orange, and nothing got done about that. And it did hurt the fish, and it did hurt the tourism there. Nobody wanted to go in a canoe in that water. It was pretty nasty looking. And they said, well, time will heal it.
Mm-hmm.
Time will heal it.
Exactly.
They did that. And improving that everybody, you know, trying to prove that everybody else was bad, they did it. And I'm still questioning why it took 15 years to figure this all out.
Exactly. And look, I'm not going to deny for a second that there are risks involved. Of course there
are. Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not going and mining is not by any means the perfect profession. I wish there were a perfect way to do it, but I can promise the people of Alaska and America this: we will do it more responsibly than China is doing it right now, and we will keep that tax revenue and those jobs here in America, and we will not be dependent upon China for these materials which we so desperately need. If you really care about the earth, then you would want all of these things to happen here in America, where there are these groups, where there is an EPA, and where there are regulations and government oversight to make sure things are done responsibly. I can guarantee you the mining in China does not care about the earth. I wish the National Resources Defense Council and the Sierra Club and Greenpeace would go to China and expose all of this, but they know if they did, they would get killed and buried in a grave and never make it out of the country. So they don't go to China, and we just pretend it doesn't happen.
You know, I have an article in my hand. It was one I actually had last week. The Globalists Are Coming, and it's from American Greatness, and it's Richard Higgins that has written this. You know, part of it in my head says, okay, if these globalists want everything to be global, why are they so against the United States? Well, they don't want us to have any kind of dominance. So it says, the end of the imperial age of the United States approaches rapidly and relentlessly. Political opportunists have squandered American dominance and thus its security. Quick to sell their votes to corporate profiteers, beholden to external influencers with their bags of gold, these opportunists are of no particular value to the citizens of this country, from whom they feel the corresponding alienation. It says their loyalty is to their self-interests and to their faith in the final masters and financial masters. And it's talking about the world bankers and those that seem to be running things. So they'll sell us out and turn it all over to China. They'll sell us out and turn it all over to someone else because they don't want the United States to be dominant. They don't want us to be a superpower anymore. And this joke of equality that they keep spewing out of their mouths is just—it's the biggest lie of all. And these poor kids are buying it. It's just
there is a class of people who think that the fact that America has suffered and that China has grown in wealth and prosperity and their middle class has grown is on the globalist level a collective good. And yes, it's unfortunate what happened to Toledo and Akron and St. Joseph, Missouri, and other small towns. But these folks in China have risen from poverty into the middle class, and that's a collective good. But I'm not a globalist. It's not America's job to make China experience a middle class because America experienced the middle class on its own. It's America's job to protect America's middle class. Tesla just announced a huge factory that they are going to open in Texas. President Trump pushed Elon Musk very hard to make sure he opens that factory in America. And you and your wonderful listeners and anyone else who's going to vote this November has to think, would Hillary Clinton have pushed Elon Musk? Would Barack Obama? Would George Bush? Would Mitt Romney, had he won in 12? Or would Joe Biden, if he wins now, get on the phone and say, hey, you are going to build this, and you are going to build it in America, because America needs this industry. I can't picture any other politician who would fight for it.
98 days. I want to talk about that just a little bit when we come back from this break. I hear the music again. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, Power the Future, and Daniel Turner. We'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match. And lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BETHANN and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BETHANN to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. We're in our final segment, Daniel. But you were telling about this thing in Texas where Tesla's going to open up this plant. You know, we have 98 days, according to Rudy's count. If it's wrong, we blame Rudy. 98 days till election. And I am really concerned. I believe the president's going to win. I'm concerned about what's going to happen if he doesn't, and I'm concerned about what's going to happen if he does, because I think they're sending some signals. But you're absolutely right. Nobody in my generation of voting, presidential-wise, would have pushed this. Maybe Ronald Reagan, maybe. But I don't know of anybody else who would have gone to task. I mean, I don't think people realize what this president has been doing. Because, you know, mainstream media is not going to tell it. And you've only heard a little bit about this on Fox, even. How he's got on that phone since before the inauguration and started working to bring American manufacturing and businesses back to this country.
And when you look at the oil and gas industry, which is where I spend the vast majority of my time, what he has done to allow that industry to thrive in America. Remember, we didn't discover any more oil and gas. We didn't invent a new way to get to it. This president did was just allow the private sector to do what it does best. He just took off the chains and they went gangbusters, and we saw that. But look at the result. When's the last time we've heard about Straits of Hormuz from Iran and the Iranian ships in the Persian Gulf have, that used to be a weekly, daily, monthly occurrence.
Yeah.
Because oil tankers went through there and we needed that oil. It was headed to America. And they knew every time they did a little something, it would impact the American economy. It would scare the heck out of the American industry. Where's Iran been? I'm sure they're still, I'm not saying they've been silent. I know they haven't. But isn't it funny how energy independence has kind of unshackled us from even the Middle East. Now, we haven't pulled out of Afghanistan yet. That's been a very difficult thing. I wish the president, was able to just figure it out,
do
right?
It.
Because it's been 20 years. But for the most part, we haven't expanded, that's for sure. And that was common. We got to the point since 9/11 that we were expecting to always be at war in the Middle East because we were dependent on the Middle East. So that's another thing, like you said, people don't realize what the president has done. I don't think they do. And that's why we have to make the case for these next 98 days.
You know, it's hard for me to understand, well, I guess to fathom that somebody hates this country or is that greedy. But those in D.C. like Nancy Pelosi and Nadler and some of these others, Maxine Waters and Dianne Feinstein, I'm just throwing names out there, Schumer and even some of the Republicans, that hate this president so much and will stand there and defend China after what we've gone through since, you know, this pandemic, they will still defend China and blame everything on Donald Trump. And it just blows my mind. I had an article here this morning from Carrie Pickett. I don't know if you read any of her stuff or not. But she was talking about the protests in Portland and how they're not new. They're blaming President Donald Trump on these. But this has been going on. They've been protesting in Portland since Obama administration and even before then, I think. They're just constantly protesting there. And they're trying to blame it all. What's right? It's on the top. They're trying to blame it all on the president. And it is not his fault. And, of course, they don't want him to bring in the troops to fight this either.
I wish our Department of Justice, maybe they're engaged in a level of tactical action that we're unaware of, but I wish they would put a rest to this, because just think logistically, if every single night, you and I, Beth Ann, went to downtown Portland, lit things on fire, banged drums, smashed windows. Well, we wake up the next morning, we got to go to get some breakfast, we have to eat, we have to live somewhere, someone's paying the bills, there has to be something that sustains these hundreds of protesters who every night are doing this. I would like to know what is sustaining them, who is sustaining them. Someone is providing the funding for this, and I think this could be eliminated very quickly if we would just make a concerted effort to know what sustains these actions. Whenever there's a march, March for Life, big one on the mall, people jump on buses. You can find out who paid for those buses, usually church groups. How do these people support themselves when this is their full-time job, being a Portland protester? I'd love to know the answer to that.
Yeah, how are they getting food? How are they getting fuel? How are they getting anything? It just continues on and on and on. And in this article, she was talking about how long this has gone on. Goes back to even 2011.
Mm-hmm.
They Occupy Portland encampment, 20 days less. And it talks about the Occupy ICE encampment that after 38 days, which is 28 less days than what they did in 2011. I mean, it's... She goes on and on in here, and I've kind of got it underlined, and I was kind of reading it wrong when I was telling you that right then. But it's not something that's new. But they're trying to burn federal buildings, and there's still people in them. You know, we're talking about murder. We're talking about arson. We're talking about looting and robbing and thieving. Do you think the people want this that are living there? Why aren't they protesting?
Exactly.
Why aren't they dragging a mayor out and saying, you're done?
And that's why this has to be an orchestrated effort, which it is. And the media, back when we used to have journalists who would investigate these things, would want to know. I personally, again, no evidence, just a gut reaction, knowing how this town works. Or my former town, D.C., because I don't live there anymore, how it works. Occupy Wall Street wasn't as successful in 2012 because it just didn't catch on, right? And people said, rich people, I know, I hate rich people too. And they couldn't do anything like Black Lives Matter in 12 because we had a black president. So that movement wasn't going to take off in 12. They needed something else. In 2016, there wasn't a movement because Hillary Clinton had a 98% chance of winning. You just look at the polls. So there was no reason to orchestrate a movement because it was, you know, she was a shoo-in. And now we have a movement again. And what movement is more sensational, and what movement shuts down people of dissenting voice harder than the issue of race? So it's just a very expedient 2020 election cycle movement, and that we pretend is natural, organic, rose from, but we all know this is political. This will go away as soon as the election's done.
And, well, let's hope so. I'm a little concerned they're going to keep it up. We do have Bob Woodson on tomorrow, can kind of talk about this a little bit more.
Wow.
But I thank
That's
you
wonderful.
So much. I always appreciate your insight, and we thank you so much for what you're doing to bring America home through the energy, because it's important that we become independent on that. Thank you so much.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.